Axie News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report.
Governor Tim Walz announced Wednesday that his administration will pause payments for more than a dozen Medicaid services pending a third-party audit. The Department of Human Services flagged 14 Medicaid services as high risk based on what it calls program vulnerabilities and evidence of fraudulent activity. The funding pause could last up to 90 days for programs like integrated community supports, non-emergency medical transportation, adult day services, and many other programs serving people with disabilities. The audit will be performed by Optum, a division of Minnesota-based United Health Group. Earlier this year, national media outlets reported the healthcare giant was also under investigation for fraud by the Department of Justice. Walz, who recently announced his intention to seek a third term in office, stated that programs and services can't be effectively delivered without the backing of public trust. The now-defunct Housing Stabilization Services is among the 14 programs affected by the pause. The state moved to shut down the program in August due to fraud, with 8 people currently charged in federal court. The payment pause comes amid a fraud frenzy in Minnesota that so far appears to have cheated the state out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Minnesota's largest nurses union is calling out Essentia Health for what it describes as unsafe staffing levels following 4 recent assaults on staff in Duluth and Brainerd. The Minnesota Nurses Association says the incidents over a 2-week time span reflect a, quote, dangerous pattern in Essentia facilities, one that nurses have been warning about for years. The union is calling for strengthened staffing ratios and including frontline nurses in hospital safety decisions. In a statement to the Minnesota Star Tribune, Essentia Health says the union is, quote, exploiting a serious challenge to score points in the press instead of working toward meaningful solutions, and that, quote, no amount of staffing can prevent violence against healthcare workers. MNA says security systems and emergency tools play an essential role in hospital safety, but can't replace the need for adequate nursing staff to prevent crises before they occur. The Star Tribune reports that between 2021 and 2022, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports there were 550 assaults in Minnesota hospitals that resulted in workers missing days or having restricted duty transfers because of their injuries. Pretty soon, Minnesota's farm fields will be in a deep freeze, but some seeds will still be doing their work. Farmers trying out a winter-hardy crop are at the forefront of a production process to create cleaner fuel for commercial jets. This fall, the University of Minnesota's Forever Green Initiative is in the early stages of a study to determine the next steps for sustainable aviation fuel. A key ingredient is winter camelina, a cover crop that not only protects the soil from erosion, but also has the potential for commercial use. Forever Green's co-director Mitch Hunter says right now they're green rows of little plants that will fully blossom in the spring.
And then after the plant flowers, those flowers will turn into fruit packed with seeds. And inside each one of those seeds, you have 35% or so oil.
Minnesota researchers and their partners are leading a charge to convert that seed oil into low-carbon jet fuel that airlines can use to reduce their emissions. Last fall, a test flight using SAF flew out of the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. Hunter says the latest research aims to lay out a blueprint detailing what's needed to scale up production. Challenges include perfecting crop varieties and finding enough processing capacity. In northern Minnesota, fourth-generation farmer Eric Kakowski just planted his share of winter camelina across roughly 640 acres. It's his third season of trying this crop out. Like researchers, there's a learning curve for him, including the best time in the fall for putting the seeds in the ground. But he says it's an easy crop to manage.
I don't have to babysit it. I can take care of my other crops and make sure they're producing like they're supposed to.
Groups like Friends of the Mississippi River back the movement because of the chance to improve water quality with healthier farmland. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for the story. ESCO finished fourth place in the girls' soccer state tournament. They tied with St. Cloud Cathedral with 0 points in the third-place match Thursday afternoon. ESCO played top-seeded Providence Academy and lost 1-3 in the semifinals Wednesday. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.